ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरहे। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम् 10th कैंटो 80th चैप्टर वर्स नंबर 43। इथां विदानि अनेकानि वसतं गुरुवेश्मनि गुरुरनुग्रहेनैव पुमान् पूर्णा प्रशान्तये। इतां विदानि अनेकानि वसतां गुरुवेश्मनि गुरुरनुग्रहेनैव पुमान् पूर्णा प्रशान्तये। इतां विदानि अनेकानि वसतां गुरुवेश्मनि गुरुरनुग्रहेनैव पुमान् पूर्णा प्रशान्ते। इत्थं विदानि अनेकानि वसतां गुरुवेश्मनि गुरुरनुग्रहेणैव पुमान् पूर्णा प्रशान्ते। ट्रांसलेशन। लॉर्ड कृष्णा कंटिन्यूड, we had many similar experiences while living in our spiritual master's home. Simply by the grace of the spiritual master, a person can fulfill life's purpose and attain eternal peace. There is no purport, so we'll read the next shloka. Shri Brahmana Uvacha, Kim Asmabir Anivritam Deva Deva Jagat Guru Bhavata Satya Kamena येषां वसो गुरुर अद्भुत। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपर्ट बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। द ब्राह्मण सेड, व्हाट कुड आई पॉसिबली हैव फेल्ड टू अचीव ओ लॉर्ड ऑफ लॉर्ड्स ओ यूनिवर्सल टीचर सिंस आई वॉज एबल टू पर्सनली लिव विद यू। whose every desire is fulfilled at the home of our spiritual master. Purport. Sudama Brahmana wisely understands his extraordinary good fortune of having lived with Sri Krishna at the residence of their spiritual master. Thus, whatever external duties they experienced were actually an expression of the Lord's mercy. To the teacher, the importance of service to the spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada renders the learned Brahmana's feelings as follows. Sudama said, "My dear Krishna, you are the Supreme Lord and the Supreme Spiritual Master of everyone. And since I was fortunate enough to live with you in the house of our Guru, I think I have nothing more to do in a matter of prescribed duties." And then the last shloka, even in that there is no purport. 45th shloka. Yasya chando mayam brahma deha avapnam vibhu shreyasyam tasya gurusu vasotyanta vidambhanam. O Almighty Lord, your body comprises the absolute truth in the form of the Vedas and is thus the source of all auspicious goals of life. That you took up residence at the school of a spiritual master is simply one of your pastimes in which you play the role of a human being. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Nama Om Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I seek for blessings of Shubhangi Mataji, his Prabhupada disciple. She's come all the way from Germany, so we seek for her blessings here, and the blessings of all the senior Vaishnavas assembled here. This is a very wonderful pastime of Sudama and Krishna, and very eloquent speakers have already spoken on this subject matter. Here, Krishna is telling that all the material desires and distresses are mitigated when you get the mercy of your spiritual master. Gurur anugrahe naiva, by the mercy of the spiritual master. In this chapter, this pastime, actually many principles of devotional service is covered. One is mercy of the Lord. Second is friendship. Third is being fortunate in the association of devotees and the Lord. Loving relationship between friends, devotees, guru and disciples. Ideal grihastha, even that is explained. Bhakti, His Holiness Jayadvaita Maharaj spoke very nicely on ideal grihastha on this chapter. And even guru, shishya, disciple, duties of disciples. And devotional service, even Gurukulam, there is something called Gurukul, where Sandipana Muni's ashram they stayed. The educational system, surrender to Guru, and deliverance, once you surrender, you are delivered from all material distress. Actually here, Krishna, after Sudama enters, there is a very wonderful pastime of Sudama. When Sudama enters the ashram, Sudama enters the palace of Krishna. Krishna shows a very human aspect. He immediately comes off his throne and he invites Sudama. Then he is worshipped by Rukmini and Krishna. And then Lord Krishna takes him by his hand. And then they reminisce about the things they had done together in the ashram of Sandipani Muni, their spiritual master, when they were living together. Sudama pointed out that Krishna engaged in the pastimes of acquiring an education only to set up an example for human society to follow. Whereas Krishna didn't have to follow that. But a very nice aspect of setting an example is shown by Krishna here. Simply by the grace of spiritual master, one can fulfill life's purpose and attain eternal peace. This is what is mentioned. So Sudama is expressing his good fortune. He's telling, what have I failed to achieve? Simply, O Lord of Lord, in gratitude he is saying, just being personally living with you, every desire is fulfilled. Our every desire was fulfilled at the home of our spiritual master. So this gratitude, he is saying, Guru Anugrahena, Gurur Anugrahena. Actually, even Sanjaya says that, you know, just by the mercy of my spiritual master, I got to see Vyasa Prasada. By the mercy of Vyasadev, I got to hear everything of Bhagavad Gita. Actually, Vyasadev comes and he wants to bestow this mercy to Dhritarashtra. He wants Dhritarashtra to see the whole battlefield. And then initially he tries to convince him that Krishna is there on their side, so there is no way you can win the battle. But still Dhritarashtra was not ready. He said, Vyasadev said that war is always destruction. So the best negotiation is for peace. But he could not understand. Or he didn't want to hear. One is willpower to do things. One is willingness to do things. So Dhritarashtra was not willing to do whatever Krishna or Vyasadev told him. And then he said, okay, Dhritarashtra was Vyasadeva's son. So Vyasadeva said, I will give you vision to see this whole war. But even that he was not ready. Fortunately, Sanjaya got the blessing. So Sanjaya was given to experience this whole episode. And when he heard the whole Bhagavatam, he came to a realization that wherever there is Krishna and Arjuna, there is going to be victory. And then he mentions this, you know, he says, by the mercy of my spiritual master, I could see this whole battlefield. I could see this whole thing. Vyasa prasadak shrutvan etam guhyam aham param yogam yogeshwarat krishna sakshat katayata swayam. Even here these two things are mentioned. The personal form of Krishna, sakshat kataya swayam. Krishna was personally speaking to Arjuna. It was not some manifested form or some mental speculation. It was Krishna was personally standing and giving instructions to Arjuna. And by mercy of Vyasadeva, Sanjaya says, I could see. Similarly, here they are speaking of this very wonderful aspect of relationship. Here there is very nice this thing of relationship shown in this pastime, where Sudama, he is in gratitude to the Lord. He is so much in awe and in his friendship, he is so much attracted to the Lord, like Jayadatha Maharaj spoke. As soon as he came into the palace of Krishna, he saw Rukmani, and as soon as he saw Krishna, he got liberation from this material distress. He actually forgot that he had come to ask for something from Krishna. He was so much in trance of just having the personal darshan and association of the Lord that it mitigated all his material distress. So Srila Prabhupada very nicely explains that when one works for Krishna, chants his name, he is already liberated and living in the spiritual trance. Just as one feels the heat as soon as he touches something hot, one is liberated as soon as he enters into the service of the Lord. That is said. But unfortunately, because of our material senses, we don't experience it. But elevated devotees feel like that. As soon as they come into the service of the Lord, all your material distresses are mitigated. There is one wonderful pastime of Pingala, where Pingala makes this prayer. She says, when she is distressed, she is completely in distress after trying to enjoy her own senses and association of other people, other men. So she makes very wonderful, she gets very wonderful realization. She says, Satam samipe ramanam rati pradam, vita pradam nitya imam vihaya, akamadam dukkha bayadi shoka, moha pradam tucham aham bhajegnya. I was such a fool that I could, she says in her prayers, that I was such a fool that I could not understand. Or Satam samipe ramanam ratim pradan, that the Supreme Lord was always ramanam, living very close to my heart as Paramatma, but I could not develop love or service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the most dear one and the controller of the whole universe. But I was so unfortunate that I could never find the real love and happiness and the source of all perfection. As I was completely engrossed in enjoying my own senses, because of this ignorance, I could not actually satisfy my real desires. And what was the result of this trying to enjoy senses? It has simply brought me unhappiness, dukkha, misery, bhaya, fear, adi, material, mental distress, shoka, lamentation, moha, illusion, pradam, giving me just insignificant. It is insignificant. So she laments that she was expert in giving pleasure to people with senses, but she was completely disturbed and distracted by this desire to enjoy. And the other aspect of very wonderful friendship is given here between Krishna and Sudama. Sudama was a very in the translation Prabhupada says that there was no Vedic prescribed duties for him to be performed after he associated or was got the fortune of associating with the Lord. But it was not that Sudama was completely carefree and was not doing his duties. Even though, just by, like the example is given of watering the root of the tree, all the other parts of the trees are satisfied and fulfilled. Similarly, by the personal association of Krishna, all his desires were fulfilled. But still, as a grihastha, he was a very responsible grihastha. And he wanted to fulfill all his responsibilities of taking care of his family. So only, that's why by the request of his wife, he immediately went to Krishna. But then as soon as he saw Krishna, he forgot all his desires and all his lamentation, and he was in ecstasy just by being in the association of Krishna. So even here Prabhupada again says that this Brahmana, he was thinking that what was his fortune. So it is not ordinary to have association of Krishna or devotees. Fortunate are those people who come to Krishna consciousness. And they say unfortunate are those who don't get an opportunity to come to Krishna consciousness. But most unfortunate are those who come to Krishna consciousness, but still they don't take it seriously or leave. Or just be there and do nothing. So, this is very important to understand this principle of being fortunate and this principle of getting association of devotees. Sudama, there is friendship between Krishna and Sudama. This friendship, there are three types of friendships. One in the mode of passion, ignorance and goodness. Drupada and Dronacharya, even they were friends. Like many, I think devotees spoke about that. That is mode of passion. And there are other friendships. Friendship should be in a way that it inspires you or uplifts your consciousness. That friendship is the best friendship. So Sudama's friendship with Krishna was like that. There was no material give and take. Just by seeing Krishna, all his desires were fulfilled. And even in the material world, you can have very, it is said, one more type of friendship is, you give whenever your friend needs and you forget about it. You don't expect in return. That is the best form of friendship. So here, when Sudama went, even he didn't want to go empty-handed. He wanted to take something for Krishna. And Krishna also reciprocated accordingly. Krishna didn't want to just show friendship. So when Sudama came and he was expecting to fulfill the request of his wife, Sudama didn't expect or he was not wanting anything. But Krishna automatically gave everything. There is a wonderful principle, like when there is a leader, we say, when there is a master and there is a servant. But here in this friendship, there was only servitude. Even Krishna as a master, as soon as he saw Sudama, he came running to embrace him and made him sit on his Vyasasana and on his throne, and he worshipped him. Even Sudama's mood was to serve the Lord by chanting his name and by glorifying the Lord, and he was in that state of consciousness. And even Krishna, when he saw, he didn't show his supremacy. He immediately came and started serving him. So this friendship of servitude, which uplifts your consciousness to worship the Supreme Lord, is the best kind of friendship. So as even a grihastha, a child, family, all these things should be in a way of friendship which can uplift your consciousness to worship the Supreme Lord. So of course there are responsibilities of a grihastha, taking care of his wife and child, bringing up a child in an environment which is very suitable for all these things. Like a mother, motherhood is a life-changing experience, it is said. Motherhood is a life-changing experience. Because you don't forget that you are a mother even for a single moment of your life, once you become a mother. Similarly, a disciple, a devotee, should never forget, even for a moment, that is, he has to worship the Lord. He has to serve his Guru or Vaishnavas. So, and this, it makes a very, very strong, impact on the mind. And especially in the association of devotees, ideally there should not be disturbances or differences or fights. Like husband and wife, mother and father always try not to fight in front of the child. So that it gives a certain security to that child. It gives very strong security into the child's heart that my mother and father or my parents are in well-being and they are in coherence with their ideas and thoughts. So similarly, in the association of devotees, we should have that relationship. So of course, age of Kali Yuga, hypocrisy and it is very difficult, but still we must establish this standard of very wonderful relationship. Similarly, this one kind of friendship is which distracts your consciousness, which pulls down your state of consciousness and degrades you. We must give up that association of friendship or that kind of friendship. Consciousness is meant only to worship Vasudev. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. That is when you see everything. The presence of the Supreme Lord can be realized in every aspect of your life, in every relationship. A pure devotee can realize the presence of the Supreme Lord in everything by the reflection of his energy. Similarly, in every relationship, you can see the energy of the Lord. This is what they were seeing. And when they were in the ashram, they were very wonderfully, they were expressing all these things. It is said, you know, like, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Bahunam Janmanamante Gyanavan Mam Prapadyate, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samatma Sudurlabha. After many births, he who sees Krishna actually surrenders unto him and understand that he is the cause of all causes. So such a soul is very rare. Actually, life is just full of perplexities. Like even Arjuna was very confused and he made that prayer, Karpanya Dosha Pahata Swabhava Prachami Tvam Yakshre Yasyan Nishchitan Bruhitan Me Shishyasate Ham Sadimam Tvam Prapannam. He's telling, now I'm confused with all my duties and I've lost all composure. So you please help me in this condition, in my weakness. I ask you to tell me certainly what is best for me. By nature's own law, the complete system of material activities is a source of perplexity for everyone. In every step there is perplexity. And therefore it behooves one to approach a bona fide spiritual master who can give direction, guidance and execute the purpose of life. That is when you will be mitigated from all the distresses. But now unfortunately, there is no Gurukul, there is no ashram. It's very difficult to find. Fortunately we have in few places, but most places we don't have. There is a great error in transferring adhikara. This adhikara is given to people who are completely engrossed in their own sense gratification or their own agendas. There is a great error in transforming this adhikara and control to people who have not surrendered to the Vedas or the Shastras or the supreme will of the Lord. But now the society is running by such people only. Adhikara has been shifted to people, adhikara has been given to people who have their own selfish motivations. those who are not practicing spiritual life, or those who have on their personal agenda. So that is the problem. So Srila Prabhupada very nicely has expressed that we must have our own education systems. Unfortunately, today what has happened is people are scared of this whole system. The education system is making people scared of having an open mind. It is making people scared of any curiosity. There is no curiosity. People are doing something wrong because or doing something just to get or obtain some marks or some grade or to stand first in university or whatever. Unfortunately, education should be instilling a need to learn, grow and explore. That should be the way of education. It must instill a mood to learn, grow and explore. That is what was happening in the ashrams of these munis and gurukuls. Nowadays, you know, there is a term called helicopter parent. Helicopter parent means he is always in anxiety. Helicopter parent. He is just running, he is just seeing that there is so much just information given to the child. And he is just busy in giving those information. There is no system of child asking for something. It is just forced on him. So there is a saying that mind is not a vessel just to fill it with nonsense or anything. But it should be like a fire to be ignited. Mind must be like a fire to be ignited. It must be ready to accept the real tattvas and principles of life. So Prabhupada said we need to have this education system in making bona fide leaders. The leaders of our Krishna conscious movement must start education institutes, Prabhupada said, in different part of the world to train child starting from the age of 5. Such children will not become hippies or spoiled children of society. Rather, they will become devotees of the Lord. Therefore, then the face of the world will change automatically. Ultimate goal of life is spirituality, Srila Prabhupada said. And of course, our society, now we have only pratyaksha and anuman. There is only observation and inference. We learn only by that. So Srila Prabhupada said that only enhances the bodily activities and the gymnastics of the mind. So we need to have education system where all these tattvas and principles are given. So Prabhupada said, modern education is gratifying and glorifying one's own ego. But in devotional service, the purpose of studies is to glorify the path of dharma. And what is this path of dharma? It is very nicely explained. The path of dharma is adhyatma. When it can be seen in our vyavahar, that is the path of dharma. When this adhyatma is seen in our daily activities, in our relationships, in our speech, in our action, in our vyavahar, in our business, everything we are doing, then that process is dharma. So that is there, and this is the purpose of human society and education system at large. So here, one more aspect, of course, the main aspect of this thing was the friendship between them, between Krishna and Arjuna, between Krishna and Sudhama. His Holiness Radhanath Swami gave a very nice statement on this. He said when he gave the example of giving class, when somebody is giving class and you have very senior Vaishnavas sitting in front of you and listening to you, so that is like the senior Vaishnavas or the advanced devotees are giving you an opportunity to sit on a higher pedestal or Vyasasan and speak, and they are allowing you or giving you an opportunity to serve Guru and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, when Sudama entered, Krishna gave him that place and he worshipped him. So that is the aspect of friendship, where you give the other person an opportunity to uplift his consciousness and serve society at large. So we have example of course, one example is of Srila Prabhupada, when he was in Radha Damodar temple, I don't know exactly, but when he was sitting with his disciples, and one of his very close god brother, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, came, and they sat together. He welcomed him on the asana, and they both sat together, and they were exchanging very loving reciprocation. That was real loving reciprocation, where they spoke of Krishna, which uplifted, and they were in so much ecstasy, and there was so much humor. Of course, the disciples could not understand, and they were very happy to see that such wonderful exchange of love. And one example comes to my mind is like of Srila Prabhupada's friendship with his friend Narendra. He had so much faith, Srila Prabhupada had so much faith in that friend of his, that he would not misguide him or misdirect him. So when that friend said, there is a very saintly person, a sadhu has come, so let us go and see him, Prabhupada put complete faith in that friend. And he went and visited Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and his life changed, of course, on the external platform. Similarly, our friendship should be like that. A friend should help us to uplift our consciousness, even within the ashram or even within the society. So Srila Prabhupada has set up this wonderful society of devotees who just help us in lifting our consciousness to surrender to the supreme will of the Lord and serve the Vaishnavas. It is a very nice opportunity, or it is our good fortune, that we have got associated with such a movement of Srila Prabhupada. Similarly, Sudama was expressing his fortune that he could be in the association of such a friend like Krishna. It is very rare to get a friend like Krishna and who can guide you. So I think these are few of my small understanding. Gaur Gopal Prabhu, like to add something or correct something? Mataji, like to add something? Srila Prabhupada ki.